Hello and welcome to Peter Hill Explains, where I talk about things scientific. The last podcast was to do with the 2017 question one only, about where I went into great depth about Edison and DC electricity. One of the things was, for me, which gave me great insight into Edison, was the time I was able to visit Edison's recreated or moved laboratories at Menlo Park up in Michigan. And even though he worked in New York, his friend who was working in Michigan, which is Henry Ford, really embraced Edison as a sign of American values and lovingly removed his entire laboratory and reconstructed it as in part of the Henry Ford Museum. And I can remember, I think I was 11 years old at this time in 1975, walking around the museum, and they showed the garage in which Henry Ford invented the motor car. And he was so excited. He had built the motor car in the garage, and he realized that he couldn't get it out of the garage, so he had to knock down the walls to get the car out of the garage, which is, I suppose, your first insight. But in general, it was a bit of a myth of Henry Ford inventing the car, but he did get together the first production line, and using, I suppose, some educational psychologist Taylorism, he looked at the time and motion studies, the actual amount of time to do each component. But the important thing is that Henry Ford produced generally the chassis of the car, and the famous "it's got to be black," the actual placing of the body of the car, the plates of the car, was done elsewhere. So it's interesting that there was the production line, but he produced just basically the base car, and the rest was put in with the kit. And this essentially was an Edwardian car, not a modern car as we understand it. But getting back to the Edison Museum, you could see in there, lovingly produced in the museum, was Edison's phonograph, which was developed. Edison had another key discovery, which is an invention, is the use of a magnetic coil on a cone to produce what we now know as the loudspeaker. And indeed, the US, they're very carefully to say that the telephone was invented by both Edison and Bell. Although I got some insight into Edison by visiting the museum, it was just by absolute chance where the students who were working with my father, or working for my father in Ann Arbor, took us out to give us to a farm which used to be near a sprawling property owned by Henry Ford's grandchild. Now, across the river was this large house, a bit like a castle, and this was the land on the other side of the river. And this gave us an insight into the sort of crazy, surreal world that these people lived in. And before I say anything, Australia has also had a surreal world where you have people sort of almost operating outside the law in the frontier land, and there's unfortunate people who get crushed or bullied. So I'm really thinking of the First Fleet, early convicts, and the squatters. So we've had a whole lot of lawless people. But Henry Ford's grandson, what could you do? See from there. Now, I do remember walking from